Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Hey, here's what we want to do today. We want to wave hi to Mom and Dad. Say hi, Mom and Dad. Wave hi. Be excited about it. Hi, Mom and Dad. Okay, now time for Grandpa and Grandma. Hi, Grandpa and Grandma. Good to see you. Maybe you haven't seen them the whole week. You see them on Sunday. That's good. Now, how about your friends? You see any friends here? You have any friends? Oh, yeah, there's friends up here. You just wave hi to each other. How about visitors? We see any visitors? Say hi to our visitors. We're happy that you're with us. Now, we've said hi to everyone, right? Anyone that we missed? Hey, but there's someone I don't see here. Who is missing? Who's missing? Jesus. Very good. You're thinking the right way. You're thinking the right way. We don't see Jesus, do we? Now, we know that he's here, but he's not physically here, is he? He's spiritually here, but we don't see him, flesh and blood Jesus. Why is that? What did Jesus do? He died on the cross, and then he rose from the dead. And then 40 days later, what did he do? What did he do 40 days later? Look at this. I can do many things at one time, even talk and tie a shoe. I surprised many people, I think. Jesus rose from the dead, and 40 days later, he went to heaven. He ascended into heaven. So Jesus is in heaven right now. The flesh and blood man, the God-man, is in heaven. But he's here with us, but we don't see him. But yet we know that he's with us because we have his word. And his word tells us where to do what? We're not to hide his word. Jesus is not hiding from us. We know that he's going to come again. But he has given us his word, and we're not to hide the word. How do we hide the gospel of Jesus? But where do we hide the gospel of Jesus? Many people hide the gospel in here. They keep it to themselves. And we are not to do that. Jesus tells us that we are to proclaim. We are to shine his light to other people. We are to proclaim the gospel. And that's the talent that he has given us. Jesus has given us a great talent, more valuable than gold and silver, more valuable than all the money of the world. Who would want all the money anyway? People would always try to be stealing it from you. But you have something much more valuable, the gospel. And we are to let that gospel out. We are to proclaim the gospel to everyone. Why should we do this? Why should you, Cooper, speak the gospel to your sister? Milk is good for you. So, we proclaim the gospel even to Etta because we want her to hear the truth of God's word. And in hearing the truth, even your friends at school, you can tell your friends at school the gospel of Jesus. They may laugh. The teachers may get upset with you. But on the last day, we will see Jesus and he will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You did not hide the talent that I gave to you. You proclaim the gospel." And those who make fun of you and those who laugh at you, they will have to explain that to Jesus. Good luck with that, right? It's on them. It's not on us. So we are not to hide the gospel in here. We are not to keep it to ourselves. We are to speak the truth in love. And speaking the truth in love, they will see Jesus. For they will hear the word of God. Their hearts will be convicted by the power of the Holy Spirit, and they will confess their sins and be saved. And then they will see Jesus. They will see Jesus on the last day, just like you and I will see Jesus on the last day. Okay, Cooper, one last time. Go ahead. Yes?
I don't have a mom or grandma.
Well, you don't. Funny, she's sitting right over there. Okay, let's fold our hands and let's close our eyes and let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us a wonderful talent, the ability to speak the truth, to speak of you, to proclaim your holy gospel. Help us, Lord, to proclaim the truth of your gospel and to never, ever be afraid of you. For we know, Lord, that when we do speak the truth in love, people will hear. Oh, they may laugh. And others may scoff at us, but there will be people who will hear. And, O Lord, on that great last day, you will be very pleased. Lord Jesus, we pray that you will come quickly and that you will come quickly indeed for us. And all the children said,
Amen.